Shamatha meditation number 2, settling the mind in its natural state, observing the mind. First we're going to find a good position according to the 7-point meditation posture, because mind and body are interdependent and they influence each other, and a good posture is really helpful for the quality of your meditation. So your legs completely crossed, preferably full or half lotus position, otherwise simple in cross-legged position. If you sit on a chair, it's good to have your feet right under your knees. And you can hold your arms, hands loosely in the lap, about 5 centimeters below the navel. Your right hand on your left, thumbs touch each other, form a triangle. And your shoulders and arms are relaxed. And keep a little bit of space between your arms and your body. And the back is actually the most important. You've got to keep it very straight, very stretched. As if there is a string that pulls you up, keeping your back straight. Because this will make your energy flow more freely. And you will not feel sleepy and able to sit longer. Your shoulders are apart. Maybe it feels like as if there are wings. And your head should be just slightly inclined forward. Your gaze is naturally directed towards a spot on the floor. You leave a little bit of your eyes open. Just a little bit of light in there. Your lower jaw is relaxed, your teeth are slightly apart, not clamped together. Mouth is relaxed, lips loosely on top of each other. Your tongue rests lightly on your upper palate, with the tip lightly touching the back of your upper teeth. So now if you found this position, try to fix it. And then the next step is to awaken a positive motivation within yourself for this meditation. For example, I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. And also, awaken a positive motivation, positive intention for today, so you can make the most out of it. And first we go inside. Just simply become aware of your body. Observe your body. Become aware of the energy in your body, the liveliness in your body. And just check, how does your body feel at this moment? Your belly. How does that feel? What's the energy like over there? Focus on your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart. See if you can observe your heart beating. Focus on your hands and fingers. Zoom in to your hands. Become aware of the warmth in your hands and the energy in your hands. Really try to be here now, in this space, on this cushion or chair, especially in this moment. You don't have to go anywhere, just have to be here for this moment. Become aware of how in this space we are surrounded by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, on the Tankas, statues, how they inspire us on our path. And if you're used to taking refuge, we can do it now. And hereby we awaken the mind towards enlightenment, the desire to achieve the highest level of consciousness, not only for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. Sangye Chirang Tsoki Chaknam La Jang Chu Badu Dagni Kyab Su Chi Dagi Jin Sogi Pesunam Ki Trola Pensi Sangye Drupa Sho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Fino all'illuminazione prendo rifugio in Buddha, Dharma e Sangha. Tramite la pratica della generosità e delle altre perfezioni, posso al più presto ottenere lo stato di Buddha per il beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti. And we take a moment to think of the four immeasurables, the four immeasurable thoughts, to awaken this heart of compassion within us. True compassion. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. And it's often difficult to expand our thoughts to all living beings, but it's so beneficial if you can. Simply try to wish all beings well. Doesn't matter if you like them or not. May all sentient beings have happiness, the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. And again, here it doesn't matter if we like them, don't like them. Just to be free of suffering and its causes. It's actually good to think of the people that we don't like or that have hurt us, are hurting us. Try to wish them well in this way, because it is due to their suffering that they do the things that we object to. If their hearts would be peaceful, if their hearts would be free of suffering, they would behave in an entirely different way. So may all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the bliss of higher rebirth, liberation from samsara. And here we rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities, and wish that they can continue to develop themselves, so they are never separated from either good rebirths or the bliss of liberation and nirvana. So this rejoicing for others brings joy, and joy is the antidote to jealousy. So really try to cultivate this feeling of joy in rejoicing for others, feeling good and relaxed yourself while you do that. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. Equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, to all sentient beings, without bias or prejudice, without being attached to some people and holding them close, but also without having an aversion to others and keeping them away. So we understand that everybody, every sentient being, wants exactly the same as us. Simply being happy and free from suffering. So try to cultivate wishing everybody well in an equal way. Now we're going to do the practice of establishing the mind in its natural state. We're simply observing what occurs in the mind. We are directing the full force of our mindfulness to the space where mental events are happening. This is the space in which all kinds of thoughts arise, this mental chit-chatter, images, memories, fantasies, desires, and so on. We focus our attention on this, but simply to observe. You let them pass by, but don't follow them, don't hold on to them. And if it's helpful, you can put a label on each thought. It might be easier to let it go afterwards. And it might be helpful to deliberately think of an image, see this, and as soon as this thought or image vanishes back into the space of the mind, keep your attention then fixed right where it was, This is the space of the mind in between the thoughts. whatever arises, just let it be. You're attentive, but stay passive. In no way try to reorder or modify your thoughts. So for the last 5 minutes, keep observing your thoughts as they come and go. Stay passive. And then, at the end of the meditation, we dedicate the merit that was generated through this meditation. You can dedicate it to somebody or something in particular. You can also dedicate it more in general to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourselves. So now you do a personal dedication, and then I'll end with a dedication prayer. Gewati nyudu dag lama sangye drukunye drowa chikung malupa kyo kisala gepa sho. Jangchup san chokrim poche ma kepa nam ge gyuji kepa nyampa mepa jang gung ne gung du pel ba sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may you quickly attain the enlightened state of a Buddha, and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish, but increase more and more. A causa di questi meriti, possa realizzare lo stato di Buddha e guidarvi tutti gli esseri senza eccezione. Possa la preziosa bodhicitta, che non è ancora sorta, sorgere, e quello già sorta possa incrementare sempre di più. Oh. You just take your time to come out of the meditation. Maybe first moving your body a little, stretching your arms, and then slowly open your eyes again, fully.